USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An awaited report has come out, and when it comes to the nation's unemployment situation, things are a little bit better this week, but still far from normal. As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to sweep across the nation, the number of Americans filing for jobless benefits is down a bit, yet still staggeringly high. The Labor Department reporting that 5.24 million people submitted first-time requests for jobless benefits last week. Most economists had been expecting the number today to be somewhere in that neighborhood. While it is down from a record 6.6 million a week prior, it still means an estimated 22 million people have now sought jobless benefits since the nation started shutting things down in March amid the spread of the virus. President Trump is expected to unveil his plan today for restarting the U.S. economy, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by the College Board. The unprecedented spread of the coronavirus has closed schools across the country, some for the rest of the year. So what about the millions of high school students who have been working hard to earn college credits by taking advanced placement classes? The College Board has unveiled virtual supports for students, including free, live, and on-demand AP review lessons on YouTube and the first-ever online AP exams. Students can take the AP exam at home, on a device of their choice, in a safe, comfortable environment. Trevor Packer is the Senior Vice President for Advanced Placement and Instruction at the College Board.
We've surveyed AP students nationwide, and the vast majority want to take the exam. That's why we've set up a process that's simple, secure, and accessible. We want to make sure that every student has the chance to earn the college credit they've been working so hard for.
The 45-minute online exams will be given from May 11th through May 22nd. Makeup test dates will also be available. To learn more, visit cb.org.
The president's talking about reopening the economy and getting back to normal, but more and more governors are ordering that face masks be worn just to do simple business, as we hear from Marianne Perry.
As the COVID-19 crisis continues, Governor Larry Hogan has issued an executive order requiring everyone in the state of Maryland to wear a face mask or face covering whenever they are inside a retail establishment or using public transportation. The order also applies to staff members of those businesses. The executive order goes into effect 7 o'clock Saturday morning.
A federal CDC response team is to tour the Smithfield Foods plant in Sioux Falls, South Dakota today. The processing facility, which accounts for 5% of all U.S. pork production, is now closed after more than 500 of its employees tested positive for COVID-19. JCPenney is considering filing for bankruptcy protection because of the economic downturn, and this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A state hard hit by coronavirus is trying to help its working residents, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
California is making plans to reopen businesses to help ease the unemployment crisis that they have there due to the coronavirus pandemic. California was once a state with record low unemployment, but now that's reversed.
Just like that, now 2.7 million people claiming now the need for unemployment insurance in just over 1 month.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order to expand state unemployment office hours. He also created a fund to help illegal immigrants.
We feel a deep sense of gratitude for people that are in fear of deportation, but are still addressing the essential needs of tens of millions of Californians.
Google is rolling out a new kids section to the Google Play Store earlier than scheduled, with teacher-approved apps for learning at home. Google was going to be launching the section later this year anyway, but it's moved up the timeline with the nation's students home from school because of the coronavirus. The apps will include a list of what things are about, what age they're for, and why teachers think they're effective. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.